This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The war in Israel continues, not only in Gaza, but on many different fronts, including the war in the northern part of Israel. After the October 7, 2023 massacre of Jews in Israel, the terrorist army Hezbollah launched attacks against Israel. That war continues to this day. Hezbollah continues to fire dozens of rockets each and every week into northern Israel. Thousands of Israeli families have fled their homes in the north because of these attacks. During a recent visit to Israel, I spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Sarit Zahavi, who is also founder of ALMA, a research and education organization tracking security challenges, especially the Hezbollah terrorist army. She explained that Hezbollah has over 200,000 rockets designed to destroy Israel and has command center capabilities. Sarit says everyone needs to understand that Hezbollah is more than just a terrorist army. They are fully engaged in the Lebanese government and society.
Hezbollah is not only a terrorist army. It's also a terrorist army. But the secret of the success of the terrorist army actually lies in the civilian platforms of Hezbollah, in the civilian infrastructures of Hezbollah, meaning that it is also a political party that is a member of the Lebanese government. There are ministers of Hezbollah in the Lebanese government and Lebanese parliament, of course. And it is also a social movement that provides the services, the civilian services needed for its own base. We call it the Hezbollah base population, which are the Shiite Muslims of Lebanon. And that's how this support, which is lasting now around four decades, of course it devolved during the decades, this support enabled Hezbollah to hide its munition inside the homes or under the homes of the Lebanese.
This sounds like Gaza. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what Hamas did, that it's so infiltrated into the people there in Gaza, similar in Lebanon, that Hezbollah has integrated itself into the government, into the civilian structure.
Yes and no. First, yes, the simple answer is yes. It sounds like Gaza. It is like Gaza. The idea of providing services to the population and that way indoctrinating your own ideology among it and that way creating dependency of the population. Ideology, by the way, the ideology of Hamas and the ideology of Hezbollah are not similar. Okay, Hamas wants to establish an Islamic state in Palestine, meaning erasing the state of Israel. Hezbollah wants to establish an Islamic state in Lebanon. Israel is one of the ways to mobilize the Lebanese. One of the ways to, okay, if we have a conflict with Israel, people will support us. So there is a difference. Another difference is that Hamas was the only one who is there politically in Gaza. In Lebanon, you have more players. In a sense, Lebanon is much more complicated because the control of Hezbollah over Lebanon is not official. It's below the surface in many ways. There is a government of Lebanon, and many people want to create distinction between the government of Lebanon and Hezbollah. But actually, it is very difficult to distinguish because Hezbollah is there. And for example, you don't have a president in Lebanon in the past year and a half because they couldn't agree who will be the president. Would it be somebody who supports Hezbollah or not? And Hezbollah insists that the president will be somebody who is not acting against Hezbollah, even though there are many people who are against Hezbollah in Lebanon and think that Lebanon should have one army rather than two. Now, Hezbollah is like another army in Lebanon, but it is not loyal to the Lebanese government and it is not subordinate to the Lebanese government. It is subordinate to Iran.
Please connect with ALMA to stay informed with truthful information on the current war in Israel. Visit alma-israel.org. That's alma-israel.org. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.